The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Time to get some great ideas for things to do this weekend and beyond. I'm joined by Aidan Fitzmaurice, food and travel content creator. Aidan, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
You want us all to go skating?
Yeah, I think that would be a great date idea. And there is ice skating rinks all over the country opening up this weekend, which is so exciting. We'll start with a few in Dublin. There is the ice skating in Blanchardstown is opening up in Millennium Park. Then also, we were just talking about this, there is an alpine trail in Dunleary down by the harbour. So this isn't actually a rink. It's a pathway that's ice and you follow it along. So something a little different from the usual ice skating rinks that we're used to. These are €21 per person. Then we also have Waterford on ice, Sligo on ice, Galway on ice, Marina Market on ice in Cork. So all over the country this time of year.
And it's all around the €20 mark.
All around the €20 mark, yeah.
Now, the lights at Dublin Zoo were a big hit, but there are now attractions to rival the lights at Dublin Zoo.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll start with the wild lights at Dublin Zoo. This year's theme is a journey through time. So they have everything from Earth's creation, from dinosaurs down to inventions. Tickets for this come in at around €24-25 for adults, €21-22 kind of euro for children. But as we were saying, there is rival events on, such as Wonder Lights. So this is on at Malahide Castle, Marley Park, and also Photo House in Cork. So this is Ireland's largest and most mesmerising immersive light show experience. Dazzling landscapes, spectacular lighting displays, and lots of projections, music, nature, colours, all that good stuff. So tickets for this range from €15-25 and you can book them on wonderlights.ie.
Now, there's a very interesting one down in Avondale.
Yeah, close to where I'm from. So is the Treetop Nightlights at Beyond the Trees. I'm sure you've seen Beyond the Trees. It's that big wooden structure.
With the helter-skelter at the end.
Yeah. Gorgeous. So this time of year in the evening, they do something very interesting is they light it up, this kind of captivating light display. Definitely want to check out. Prices for this are €20 per person.
Now, that's for everybody. Family can do that. What about going solo or with friends? You've got an event to suggest.
Yeah, so I picked the Queen Orchestral is taking place this Saturday in the Three Arena. So this is a celebration of Freddie Mercury, of course, and all the Queen hits. It's been said that they are the most like Queen of anybody. And it'll just be a deadly evening listening to all those brilliant songs and kind of replicating that iconic Live Aid performance. Ticket prices for this are £39.90.
Now, if you don't have any money, there are some free places to go and savour the atmosphere.
This time of year, all of the markets are opening up and we're spoiled for choice, really. So first up is the Wheel of Markets at the Digital Hub. And this takes place every month. It's a flea market, so it's full of vendors, crafts, special gifts to pick up this time of year, located right beside the Guinness Storehouse. Definitely want to check out. The Galway Christmas Market is also opening up this weekend. And of course, that's a great place to pick up your usual Christmas fare bits like your bratwurst, French pastries, pretzels, confectionery, as well as gifting by Irish companies. And finally, the Belfast Christmas Market, they are having their 20th birthday this year. So they're going to be celebrating in style. The theme this year is Dickens World. So you'll be able to stroll through and meet all the iconic characters from his stories while enjoying enchanting storytelling, live performances that bring his works to life.
Okay, and there are a couple of new openings you want to mention?
First up is Veda in Stonybatter. I went and checked this out last week and it's the same owners as the previous place, which was V-Face, and now they've kind of spun it into a brunch cafe. So it's all kind of focused around sustainability. It's zero waste dining and local produce. Really, really interesting flavours. Very different from your usual brunch menu and definitely want to check out. And also, if anybody knows Scale Bakery, they're very, very popular and they started in Dublin, but then they moved further afield. So now they are coming back starting this weekend and they're going to be in the Wine Pair Dublin on Clanbrassil Street every weekend. They'll have fresh sourdough breads and pastries that they make in their Greystones Bakery for you to pick up in the middle of the city.
Very good. Aidan Fitzmaurice, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.